Ron Dekker nous vient des Pays-Bas et il est actuellement conseiller auprès du ministre en charge de l'éducation, de la culture et de la science. Ron, tu as la parole.
Merci. Merci pour m'inviter à la conférence et je suis sûr qu'il sera mieux pour moi et vous that I change to English. So, I want to give you an overview why we have focus within open science, a number of action lines, and I want to look ahead of the Dutch presidency. Open science, as you could also can read in the EU documentations, is that science is very important to have foundation for economic recovery and growth and jobs. And open science is for the benefit of science itself, as it gives a better connection between different disciplines. It can tackle the major challenges within science, the grand challenges. It gives, or can give, better interaction with society and economy. And if it works well, it can also improve on integrity and trust in science. And we have to be aware that it will influence the whole research cycle. José Cota earlier had a much more easier slide to read, but I just want to stress that open science is a number of activities, and in the Netherlands we focus on two of them. That's open access to publications and optimal use of research data. I want to prevent the term open data because that gives a lot of confusion, as open data might imply that all the data have to be on the internet and accessible for everybody. I think the data access is much more complicated than that. So in open science, we developed a national policy. And main reasons were that we think the current system for scholarly publications is not sustainable. And also that stakeholders are not capable of switching to a new system on their own. That's why the State Secretary wrote a letter to Parliament in January 13, stating that he would start an open access policy. And our choice for publications and data was confirmed by the EU consultation on Science 2.0, where these two items came up as the major items to tackle. To go very brief, the policy in the Netherlands is go for gold, open access, or immediate green. That means no embargoes. And it refers to publications and also to data. And during this period of setting up the policy and updating the policy, we made sure there was alignment between the ministry, the research council, and the universities. The research council is ready to tighten its open access policy, which means on publication date, there should be a version in a repository or in a journal. And universities started to negotiate with the publishers, and their point, their starting point was offsetting models. So no double dipping, no payment for access to the international journals and making Dutch publications open access. It has to be in one agreement. And earlier this year, we also started to look at international cooperation. And together with the UK, the Netherlands wrote a so-called non-paper That's Brussels jargon for a paper which has no official status, but still is discussed in the Council. And that major message was to join forces within Europe. And I'll just give you an overview of the goals. The major goal is to have open, transparent, sustainable scholarly publishing. And also, this refers to the data. And the approach is that member states and stakeholders should act together. And that also applies to monitoring. As Christoph said, we are hardly aware of the amount of money that goes around each year from universities to publishers, either in subscriptions or in payments on APCs. So if we want to change, we have to be informed. And we should encourage the development of new models for publishing. And we think that costs of publishing should be eligible, whether they are APCs or something else, but it should be eligible for funding. And we also want to advocate among multilateral organizations. So how did we go on our way to open access? We started with a policy, which initially focused on gold. We had talks with the national stakeholders, universities, research councils, Royal Library, and we came up to tighten the open access policy, no more embargoes, offsetting models in the negotiations, and policy was developed also to include immediate green and also to include data. And we started to seek for international cooperation. And just forget about the colors. We want an open, transparent and sustainable open access model. And for the presidency, we look forward to connect stakeholders and we want action. Sabel said he is in this for 20 years. And I'm sure he's seen all things coming back and forth again. And I think it's now time to do some action. So we are developing, and this is still work in progress, a number of action lines. That's called impact, incentives, infrastructure, innovation, and information sharing. And I will briefly explain. Impact, I think we have to go back to what is science for. It's about curiosity, understanding, discoveries, and to have new knowledge. I saw today a Twitter note that says, majority of research is just circling around, no new questions, because it's safe and it gives you more certainty to be in the high impact journals. But not only we should communicate within science, but we should also find a way to transfer knowledge to society and innovative business. As the commissioner said, it's open science, open innovation, and open to the world. To accomplish this, we must have positive incentives within the science system. So we want science instead of a publish or perish culture. We want to have sharing of data and to have publications immediately available. Last year, during the Ebola crisis, publishers made all the articles on Ebola open. But the articles on malaria, which goes for a million dying people a year, are still behind paywalls. So here is the need to have immediate access to publications. And we also want to improve on integrity and transparency of the whole science process, especially in psychology. It's very difficult to reproduce the findings in the articles. So we think science should be more open in this whole process of doing research. infrastructure. There should be enhanced infrastructure for research, including what José Cota already mentioned, a science cloud, where you can have your data safely stored, where you can have computations, where you can do analysis, and what I call a clearinghouse to find, read, and reuse publications. And both according to a FAIR principle. It should be findable. If I look at the number of repositories Christoph was mentioning, that's a serious one. It should be accessible. It should be interoperable, so you can have meta-analysis. And reusable, you should have the right to do new analysis, like text and data mining. And I think for this infrastructure, there would be a federative way to use new and existing infrastructure, existing expertise. Open Air was mentioned, but I'm sure there are a number of national and EU projects that can contribute. On innovation, we want to see development of new models for scholarly publishing, including ways to reach new users in society and business. In the Netherlands, we have about 35,000 researchers at universities. The number of teachers is manifold. It's about 250,000. The number of people in medical and health sector are nearly 1 million. They also want to have access. And that's my personal question, perhaps also for the discussion. Could we distinguish between making results public, given that your research is performed well according to the state of the art and the research in your discipline, and have quality assurance afterwards? So there is a split. First deposit, and next go for the impact and the discussion. And information sharing is also about joining forces, even in preparing agreements with the publishers. And I think there should be backup from the member states and from Brussels. It's also sharing information and expertise, and to set up monitoring systems. As I said before, we are unaware of the exact amounts that go around every year. Next, from the Dutch presidency, there are two lines. One is the political line of action, which will have an informal meeting of the ministers, a number of working groups, council working groups. There is a task force on open data, and there is the open science agenda of Commissioner Moedas. And this will lead during the Dutch presidency to a council meeting end of May next year. But the second line is to connect with stakeholders. And these are the usual ones, but also perhaps new users, the enterprises who want to have access, the society who wants to have access. And we will organize a presidency conference on April 4 and 5. For our approach, we have three steps. What can Brussels or member states do? We need a bunch of forerunners, and we have to make sure that we connect with the followers. On respect to the open science agenda of the EU, I think we are on the left part with our presidency, fostering open science, remove barriers, and develop infrastructures. And as I said, we want to go from vision to action. We want to connect policy with operations, and I'm aware of there are numerous groups of expertise nationally, at European level, at international level, like Research Data Alliance. And there are plans to have what's called Open Science Policy Platform, which contains a major number of the stakeholders, and to connect them with the policy. These are ideas that are still to be worked out with the Commission. So the challenges. What were they for the Netherlands? As the British say, keep calm, but we have to stay focused. It's a very complex matter. We focused on two lines, data and publications, and we had five action lines in order we have more lines to make the connection with the incentive system and the impact system. Develop a national policy. We see the importance of colors, but they are just a mean to reach your goal. And the goal is to have an open model for scholarly publishing. We want to include stakeholders, and we have to be aware it's not one size fits all. If you pay APCs, that's common in medical science. In humanities, they can't afford. So you have to be aware of the different systems. And we want to see cooperation, a willingness to cooperate on a global scale, give clarity on the roles. What can a country do? What can a ministry do? What's up to the research funders? What is up to the university and the researchers? And to be informed, if we don't know what we have, if we don't know how we proceed, we walk in the blind, like the slide Christoph showed. So, thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Bien voilà, je pense que le moment est venu de passer aux questions.